This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am so proud of the conservative movement. I want you to imagine this movement with a lesser leader than Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, I know what having a strong leader means. I went to military school. And I learned about leadership. I learned that there are people who are in front of me who may have a higher rank, but don't earn my respect. But I also learned that there are people who are among me, you know, in my peers, maybe the same rank, maybe lesser, who did earn my respect. I can tell you this. As a kid going to military school, I got out of school, and I had people who were 2-3 years my senior, who were far higher in rank, who said to me after I got out of school, Kevin, I always respected you. One guy, I was doing a big deal when I was in management consulting, and one of my peers happened to be working with him, and this guy that I was working with, who went to school with me, thought he, you know, his doo-doo didn't stink. And he runs into a guy who was senior to both of us in military school. And that guy said they were reminiscing and found out that we'd all gone to the same school, even though the other guy didn't know my peer. Well, turns out the guy who knew both of us, he was of his father is a very wealthy man, a billionaire, in fact. And he says, my buddy, my peer asked him, he says, do you run into anybody from the school? He says, no, I never do. But he goes, there's a guy I always wanted to figure out what happened to him. And he goes, who is he? He says, Little Jackson. I was Little Jackson. My brother was Big Jackson. And he goes, hey, guess what? Ironically, he's one of my peers at the job. Would you like me to put you guys in contact? So he puts me in contact with now this guy who is senior to both of us, father's a billionaire, and we reminisce. He's invited me to go hunting, blah, 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 and we catch up, and I help my buddy win a $300 million deal. Now, the reason I tell you that story is because this guy, out of all the people, thousands of kids that he met, he says, did you run into anybody? No. He says, no, but there's one person I always wanted to know what happened to him. Now, I'm not telling you that story so I can be, ooh, look at me. I'm telling you that story because it's true. And what I'm telling you is that guy recognized my leadership. This isn't about Kevin Jackson, even though it is the Kevin Jackson Show. It's about recognizing leadership and understanding it. And Democrats have been leaderless for quite some time. They wouldn't know a strong leader if they came up and kicked them in the crotch or nipple tortured them. They wouldn't know. Because Democrats don't know leadership. They are followers, everyone. They are trained SEALs to say what they're supposed to say, do what they're supposed to do. They do not break ranks. And even though you could argue, Kevin, what about AOC and the squad? They're breaking ranks. They're breaking ranks going farther left in the ideology where Democrats flirt with all the time but don't really want to go there. They're forcing the Democrats to make a decision. That's not leadership. Those four girls are not leaders. Their careers are over. Oh, I know there are people out there who disagree. Kevin, they're getting a lot of press and all that. All press is not good press, baby. If you think that this nation is going to embrace four anti-Americans, let me tell you something. You better find a new country. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want you to imagine what would be happening right now. What would we be doing if George Bush were at the helm? I'm glad you guys are here because this is going to be a different show today. I'm going to cover the news sequentially. Think of this as you're sitting in the living room, we're having a discussion, and the only difference is I'm doing all the talking. Oh, I know you're out there talking too. You're paying attention. You're talking to your radio or to your computer or your smartphone or however you may be listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm glad you are. But we're having a conversation, and I'm going to cover the craziness of a leaderless nation under Barack Obama and what the difference is when you have a leader. You know leadership. You've worked at companies that went through transitions, and you said, oh, my gosh, I loved Southwest Airlines when Herb Kelleher was there, but I can't stand it now. Very different company. Oh, I love Pepsi when so-and-so was at the helm, but I can't stand it now. Are corporations different today than they were two decades ago with real men leaders at the helm? I think you get what I'm saying. So ask again, who would America be like under non-Trump leadership? What would it be like to be an American today if anybody outside of Trump had gotten elected, or pick your poison from the past outside of maybe Ronald Reagan? And I think Reagan could handle this media, because, you know, I got to give it to him. Reagan had a finesse about him. He had that it factor. But Donald Trump doesn't just finesse the media. He brutalizes them. He doesn't just finesse leftists. He brutalizes them. He exposes the dirty underbelly of leftism. How would Bush or other Republicans have handled the attacks that Donald Trump faces right now? Attack for Russian collusion BS, the con job. Constantly being called a racist in spite of everything you're doing that helps blacks. And not even doing it gratuitously. Not doing it like, ooh, look at me helping blacks. I want some points. Donald Trump responds because he's a human being that has true emotion and love for this country, and he wants to right wrongs. That's the kind of person I'm talking about. Not a Barack Obama who stages everything and wants it to appear that he's helping people when in fact all he's doing is feathering his own nest. Suck on that, Democrats. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. What about being called anti-Muslim when you implement the same policies as Barack Obama? What about being called a xenophobe when you implement the same border policies as Barack Obama? We're going to talk more about that because, what's his name from Campus Reform, Cabot something? He did a video going to campuses talking about this. Gave him a question. And the college kids, like trained seals, responded exactly like I would have predicted and like he probably figured as well. Yeah, how would Bush and other Republicans handle it? Paul Ryan. How about Paul Ryan? Anyway, I want to cover all these topics. There's a ton of topics I want to cover, but I want to cover it just conversationally. I'm not trying to make any sense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I discussed John Durham the other day, and I went back and I went, this is an interesting case to me, because I did a little more research on him, and he reminds me of Doc Holliday. He kind of has a look like one of those old Western dudes. Have you seen him? He looks like Jamie Savage from, what was that show called? Oh, geez. Well, they would blow up stuff and all that. Anyway, I look at him as Doc Holliday, and I think he's going to prove just as deadly as Doc Holliday did to the Democrats. John Durham. Durham, he got appointed by Barr to take over an investigation of the Russia probe, and I touched on it the other day. But what I didn't touch on is why the switch. See, we switched from a guy named John Huber to Durham. And it made me wonder what was going on. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You should do your own research, but I will get give you the primer, because I asked myself the question, we got an IG inspection going on. We had Huber, who was supposed to be giving us an update on the Clinton investigations that are going on, and we've heard nothing on either. I talked about there was a delay in the information that was going to come from the IG. And I alluded that there's something about that delay that tells me the Democrats are in bigger trouble. And my theory was David Horowitz, a lefty, who is supposedly going to give us the IG report and didn't do it because they were talking May, June time frame. Now they're saying it's going to be delayed. And I said, why would they do that? Horowitz has had a lot of time. He's seen what Mueller's reported. He's had all the resources of the government, and yet we have nothing on this. So it got me thinking, who's this guy, Huber? Because I remember when Huber got appointed, everybody was like, oh, they put an investigator on the Clinton Foundation. And I was thinking, okay, well, it's going to crack open now. So what's going on? Then here's what I learned. Huber is an Obama appointee. And so I'm going, the whole time, I don't know if you were thinking this, I was going, where are we going to get information about the Clinton Foundation? We know they're crooked. Again, common sense. We know the Clinton Foundation is crooked. Why are we getting no information? Well, then the switch. Here's what they wrote. During the CBS interview, Barr revealed Durham picked up the FISA and surveillance components from U.S. Attorney General John Huber, whose work was put on hold pending DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz's findings from his outgoing review. Huber, Barr said, was essentially on standby in case Horowitz referred a matter to him criminally. But my question was, is that really the case? So Graham, earlier this year, he wanted a special counsel appointed to investigate the Justice Department's role in this Trump coup and what he referred to the double standard of how Trump's people were treated in comparison to Hillary Clinton's. Now, I'm just trying to connect some dots for you here, folks. Politico published an account by one innocent victim, former Trump campaign advisor Mike Caputo. And the article is titled, Death Threats and Drained Bank Accounts, Life on the Wrong End of the Mueller Probe, which discusses what happens when Democrats act with a take-no-prisoners mentality. And when I say take-no-prisoners, I'm saying they don't care if you're innocent. When the Democrats target you, it isn't about guilt or innocence. It's about what are you willing, what's your threshold of pain, and what can they get out of it? What can they extract from you so you will capitulate and allow them to do whatever it is they've chosen to do to you? And they thought Trump was going to be a patsy, and he wasn't. But Huber, the Obama appointee, we're told, worked in collaboration with the Justice Department Inspector General, David Horowitz, who also is a lefty. What got accomplished? 2 years of investigation should have made a case against Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation a slam dunk. Kickbacks from the Russian government, speeches given for $500,000 plus to Bill Clinton, all kinds of email that connects all this stuff together, and we got nothing? Give me a month to investigate Hillary Clinton and I'll have 10 indictments. Comey giving preemptive immunity to people for testifying. Unbelievable. So my question is, what was happening? Uranium One, obvious pay-for-play schemes of the Clinton Foundation. To have seen nothing develop on Clinton as she gallivants from college to college on her I Believe It tour, referring to the Mueller report, is the height of hypocrisy. Hillary Clinton should not be going around speaking to kids because she's a criminal co-conspirator against Donald Trump. And worse than that, she is a traitor to this nation. Yeah, I said it. I don't have Fox News to report to. The only person I report to is Kevin Jackson. It's the truth, and you guys know it. You may be thinking it. Half the pundits that are on TV know it and wouldn't say it. But the fact of the matter is the Clintons are traitors. They were traitors when they sold out secrets to the Chinese during Bill Clinton's election, and they're traitors now because they worship nothing but, they worship two things, the almighty buck and the power to do whatever they want with complete immunity. That's why they're traitors. Anyway, I want to go back to Durham. Durham brought down the crooked FBI before. I didn't know this about him. So we've replaced John Uber, with a guy who is a Trump appointee. I suspect we're going to get a lot of movement in this case quickly. And I think Barr knew. I think Barr, I don't know whether he's sugarcoating it or how he's trying to frame this, but I think Barr knew exactly what was happening with Horowitz and Huber, and he said, you know what, I'm going to put a Trump guy in place. The reason why, when I say a Trump guy, I don't mean it partisan. When I think of Trump people, I think of people who are going to do their jobs. And I think that's what Attorney General Barr said. Look, I want people that are going to follow the law. When he gave all the things that he taught, he knew about the Mueller report, it seemed to me like all this man cared about was, are you going to follow the law? If you're going to do that, we're good to go. If you're not going to do that, we've got serious problems. I think he's detected what, and I didn't suspect this at first one, because the left was like, oh, John Huber. They fought him initially, and then I heard nothing about him. And that's what got me curious. I just want you guys, I'm putting you inside of my head so you understand why I decided to look further into this. Now, I think Durham is going to be the one who burns the Democrats. I think this placement, and I said this in a previous broadcast, I think the placement of Durham in that role is Barr going, okay, y'all finally got me mad enough to where I'm going to put a pit bull on you, or a bulldog. I don't want to use pit bulls because people always give them the wrong impression. But anyway, bad news for Democrats. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump believes China really wants to strike a new trade deal with the United States.
They want to make a deal very badly. I think that was elevated last night, very late in the night.
President Trump speaking at the conclusion of the G7 summit in France. President Trump is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. just after 8 p.m. Eastern time on Monday. Attorney generals in California and Massachusetts are leading more than a dozen other states in a legal challenge to the Trump administration over a new rule change that would allow illegal alien children to be held in federal custody with their parents for a prolonged period of time. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom says they would never allow this without a fight.
This notion that you can indefinitely intern the children in this state is perverse, unconscionable.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking about Joe Biden's problems. He got 99 problems. And trying to be president is one. To quote Jay-Z, or to paraphrase Jay-Z, Biden's got some serious issues. He's got issues related to women. He's got issues related to blacks. He's got issues related to the idea of you can buy Joe Biden. You can buy him. That's right. Anyway, Obama took note of Joe Biden when he talked about going to the black parts of his neighborhood. This is Biden telling black men, hey, you can use a condom. Telling black women, you can say no. Don't just let them heathen black animals rape you and such. You can say no. We white men will give you the protection you need. Yeah, now get your butt back on that plantation and start twerking, girl. Come on, girl. Come on. Oh, man. So Obama took note of this during that debate. And when he won the nomination for the Democrats, what did he do? He picked the dumbest, racist dude on the planet, a guy who would make Barack Obama look smart. That took a dumb son of a gun right there. So he did. A man who has little respect for blacks. He doesn't even realize when he's insulting blacks. But I want to go on. 1972 clipping from a Delaware News Journal quoted Biden eulogizing his deceased wife by saying she was not a, quote, phony liberal like himself who went out of the way to, quote, be nice to a minority. In other words, Joe Biden is telling you, he only sees minorities as a political issue. His wife was nice, and she actually genuinely wanted to help black folks. And I'll tell you something. If you don't believe it, all you got to do is go look at the work of Biden. What has he done for blacks? Joe Biden is all talk. It's only politics. He doesn't know how to get results. That's just a fact. And if you think he learned under the tutelage of Obama, he learned nothing. Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee for the Democrats. Now, I'm going to move on from his racist nonsense. And by the way, we wrote an article about this. You can go on Script. There's in that article from December the 22nd, the News Journal, in that 1972 newspaper clipping from the Delaware News Journal, you can... In his own words, you can hear Biden describing exactly what I'm talking about. That he doesn't have a care in the world for the black folks. Biden only cares about getting elected and looking, I'll say presidential, looking as if he fits the part. That's why when he comes into a room, it's all about, hey, look here, come over. Yeah, look here. And it's all power. That's why he's grabbing these women by the shoulders and sniffing their hair in front of their husbands. It is a power move. But I want to move on because Joe Biden said a few other things that Breitbart found, and essentially he said that he could be bought. But before I get into that, I want to talk about his stance on women. See if you pick up the subtlety in this comment.
But I don't think anything has assaulted the system and the fundamental makeup of this country as much as this Watergate thing has. And the only analogy I can really think of is a football analogy. And I apologize to you women in the audience for not being able to think of a more appropriate analogy, but they told me here they didn't want you here anyway. I didn't expect any women to be here.
Okay, did you pick it up? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Did you guys pick it up? Okay, yeah, he didn't expect any women to be there, but I'm saying there's a nuance to that that you hopefully notice. My producers are mulling it over. Well, while they think about it, let me go ahead and give you the answer. Joe Biden was told there aren't going to be any women at this event because he admits it. They told me there wouldn't be any women at this event. So he prepared a male speech. That's why he's going to use this football analogy. And I apologize to you women for being here and you having to hear this thing that you either A, don't understand, or B, that may denigrate you to some degree. So I apologize in advance. But here's what's most interesting to me. That if somebody said, hey, Joe Biden, there aren't going to be any women at this event, that Joe Biden didn't say, well, why not? Why can't we have women there? He's supposed to be pro-woman, right? He's a Democrat. If he's pro-woman, why can't you would think he'd say, well, why? I want women there. What are you talking about? That's all I was trying to point out. He knows women aren't going to be there. Then he apologizes after insulting him. I was told you guys weren't going to be here. Why'd they let you in here anyway? How did you get in? You get what I'm saying? But anyway, he goes on. And this is the most critical thing, and I don't trust me. Donald Trump will seize on this. Joe Biden is essentially telling people that he would take money if he could. Big money. Here it is.
My state costs $300,000 this time around, or between $250,000 and $300,000. I don't know the exact figure. That's more money than any Democrat in my state has ever spent. And the young new white knight, he spent it. Spent more money than my opponent. Only because he didn't take me seriously and he had another $90,000 left over. He didn't know how to spend it in the last week when they realized I was a serious candidate. But seriously, in trying to raise that money, I fortunately had over 3,000 individual contributors. Nobody makes up any more than one percentage point of my total budget. Nobody for one percentage point gets a hold of that ear. Nobody gets any more than a return phone call for that 1%. But it's not because I'm particularly moral. It's because nobody took me seriously. Had in the beginning when I started, big corporations or big labor or big wealthy individuals or big anybody come along and said, here, Biden, we want to contribute $20,000 to you, I probably would have taken it. Not probably, I would have taken it. Because I had to go out and borrow $20,000 and put a second mortgage on my house to get that $20 to start. But nobody took me seriously.
Do you hear it? Do you hear the hurt, the pain? The pain that he wasn't taken seriously. Because he says it. Nobody gets a phone. Maybe you get a phone call for 1%, but 1% isn't going to get you Joe Biden. But what Joe Biden's telling you is, you give me more, and you get more than a phone call. You get me to go to action for you. And he tells you, he admits it. This is what I love about Biden. I got to give him credit. He will tell you where he is. He says, no, not because I'm moral. It's not that I didn't do this stuff because I'm moral. He's telling you, I'm not moral. I have no ethics. I would take that money and get you a favor. But here's what you better do. You better take me seriously. See, that's what's going to haunt him. Remember what Donald Trump ran on? He says, I'm not taking this big money. I'll finance my own campaign. And at the right time, he says, I'll take money at a certain time, but I owe nobody anything. This man is unencumbered in running the government. Joe Biden has said with his own words, I will take your money. And here he is saying it again.
With all due respect, I don't think it even begins to approach the problem that I'm really talking about. We have a similar system today. We had that system under the Nixon administration this time around. We had a system which limits the type of contribution, the means by which the contribution can be made, and the amount of money that can be spent on media, which is considered by most to be, you know, the theory was if we limited media spending to 10, you know, a total spending on all media to 10 cents per eligible or potential registered voter in a state, that we would bring it into line and limit the spending. So what we did, we forced an awful lot of money underground. And money in that volume tends to have an extremely corrupting influence. But even if that were not the case, what it seems to me is it doesn't get around the problem of those of us, maybe you included, who have had to go out to raise that money to run for office and know what you have to go through to get it. And, you know, unfortunately, there aren't a whole lot of people who want 236 public housing that have a lobby that can contribute to your campaign. There aren't a whole lot of handicapped people who want to see the National Rehabilitation Act, which was vetoed by the president, passed. They can't contribute a whole lot. So our vested interest groups tend to be narrowed a great deal. Those from whom we can get money tend to be narrowed. And by the way, I've taken money from vested interest groups, and it's been ethical money, and they've given it in an ethical way. But it doesn't get to that problem. I, quite frankly, like the feeling of being fairly unfettered. I would enjoy the feeling of knowing that if I said something, I wasn't going to have to worry about alienating that contributor or those groups of contributors that were going to pull out the $50,000 they gave me last time, which they didn't do, but they gave me last time, and next time give it to my opponent.
Such is Biden's biggest fear, that somebody else will get the money that he needs to win an election. He's telling you he can be bought, and he has.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, I get asked this question from time to time. I tell folks, Brian, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I can't assess the president's mental state. But I will tell you my sense of it is, covering him for a pretty long period of time now, is that he's more crazy like a fox. And, you know, for example, I talk about in the book, you know, Steve Bannon explains in an interview that I had with him that, you know, what Trump tries to do is really control the narrative by saying sensational things that sound wild and nutty sometimes. And he does this because he knows it dominates the news cycle, and so that makes it a priority for us in the news business to talk about him nonstop. And he loves that, and he capitalizes that.
Maybe the most sane thing I've heard Acosta say in a long time. We played that clip the other day because Brian Seltzer said Seltzer tries to promote that Donald Trump is losing it. Yeah, he's unhinged. I told you, we did a whole segment on that, that they wanted us to believe how crazy Donald Trump is. He's losing it. He's crazy. You can't let him have the button. You know, what will he do to the economy? What will he do to this? And then guess what? He's a rock star. Try selling that. Yes, how many lies can you attempt to sell and then it become so blatantly untruth? you know, people would discover the truth and go, yeah, just shut up. Man, just shut up. That's where we are right now. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. But here's Crazy Like a Fox. Here's Donald Trump finally bringing to the fore what I've been saying, what others have been thinking, what people around the periphery have not wanted to say. And this speaks to exactly what I just played from Jim Acosta. And here's Donald Trump.
I clearly believe there was a group of people working against you. Do you think President Obama was behind it?
I would say that he certainly must have known about it because it went very high up in the chain. I'm not going to make that statement quite yet, but I would say that President Obama had to know about it.
I love how Trump speaks. It's a crazy way to say it, because if you go back and listen to that clip at KJRadio.com, and I hope you will, check us out. Didn't send it to somebody else. Donald Trump says, I'm not going to say it like that, but I'm going to say it. Now, it sounds like doublespeak, but he's like, well, you know, I mean, I can't really say that, but, you know, it seems like he did. So he says it without technically saying it, because he says, no, I'm not going to say that, but I'm kind of going to say something close to that. I don't want to call it genius speak, because it is confusing, and you'd hate to be negotiating with a guy like that, because he's going to always go, I didn't say that. And if you go back and you were to read the transcript, he really didn't. Check it out for yourselves. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Strong words, folks. Donald Trump saying publicly, the previous guy, the guy who said he was going to help me with my transition, the guy who lost in a in other words, he's transitioning from one form of leadership to another. I've been duly elected by the people of the United States and the Electoral College, and he is undermining me. That's treason. And Donald Trump, without saying it, because what he was really alluding to is what I just said, that the former president of the United States committed treason against me. Yeah, George Stephanopoulos gets Trump to say what Stephanopoulos knows, what many other people in the media know, what everybody in the Democrat elite circus knows and the elite circles know. That Barack Obama led the charge to keep Donald Trump out of office. And I alluded to him when he made the comment about Donald Trump needs to just mind his business and get the campaigning. I'm also going to allude to the fact of when the Democrats knew that the fix was in and that they were going to win, what was the admonition, what was the warning they gave to all of us? Let me remind you. They told us, you need to just get ready to accept whatever the direction is of the United States citizens, you need to accept, what was it called? The outcome of the election. And let whoever wins govern. Did they do this? No. Why? You've been in my class long enough to know. Democrats tell you the opposite of what they're going to do. The only way Democrats are going to live up to what they tell you is if you follow them, if it goes their way. If it doesn't go their way, they are giving you the opposite of what they plan on doing. That's how this works. Now, I don't need to play you the montage of Democrat insiders, people that were getting a wink, wink, nod, nod, being told, don't worry, folks. Hillary Clinton's going to win. Don't sweat it. The FBI people, the CIA, the NSA operatives, everybody was told, keep doing your job. Donald Trump won't win. We will go nuclear. We've got insurance policies. He will not win. We'll clean this up after the fact. That was the plan. And all the Holly weirdos, the people that were making the comments. So I need to play this montage. saying Donald Trump will never be president. Donald Trump will never be president. He will never be president. He's never. He will never be. Nowhere. There's no way, no how. It's not going to happen. All those people were being told by political insiders that Donald Trump had a snowball's chance in hell of being president because the fix was in. Barack Obama went on late night saying, and he jokingly said, and it wasn't a joke to him, well, at least Donald Trump, you will never get to say that, or whatever he said in his sweet tweets on Jimmy Kimmel. Well, guess what? Donald Trump won. And it shocked everybody beyond belief, and they had to continue this. So, the ruse continues. The only difference is, they don't have the control. And I've explained all the different functions. I mean, I know people are still, Kevin, what's going to happen? Man, Kev. Let me tell you, folks. The director, Ray, is in trouble. He's being looked at introspectively by AG Barr. They've replaced John Huber, a Barack Obama appointee who Jeff Sessions put in charge of investigating the Russian collusion as well as the Clintons. 9 months, 10 months have gone by. We've got Bupkis. They replaced him with John Durham, who brought down the FBI. Those are critical things that have happened. You're not going to hear the cockiness, the pomp. You know, you're not going to watch Comey and these guys get all cocky about the FBI anymore. You're going to watch them go into protective mode, which is what they've been doing. Where's Eric Holder? Susan Rice was asked to comment. She ran like a scalded dog from a reporter just asking her basic questions. This is not going to go well for the Democrats. And now you have what has to be the worst possible thing. I mean, this is like your daddy or your mama telling you, when we get home, you're getting a butt whooping. I don't know if you've ever, you might be a spare the rod family, but my family wasn't. If I misbehaved and my grandmother said, when we get home, you're getting a butt whooping, it wasn't like I was going to get a reprieve when she was going to forget when I got home. I was getting a butt whooping. Well, I'm telling the Democrats right now, when we get home, you're getting a butt whooping. Because that's where we are. Donald Trump has now said, you know what? I've got enough information to pretty much say without saying, as I played the clip earlier, that Barack Obama knew about this. This isn't Alex Jones. And remember when Donald Trump said they spied on my campaign and the media tried to pass it all? Look at him. Look at what. Admiral Rogers had to go over and tell him, violating protocol, going around James Clapper, the NSA DNI guy, Director of National Intelligence. He goes around Clapper, goes to the White House, tells Donald Trump, you're being spied on. And Trump moves everything out. Goes over to Trump Tower, I think it was. And the cake hit the fan. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of other people in this lineup that are now starting to get scared. But when Donald Trump now calls you out and says, no, I'm not talking about Jim Comey. I'm not talking about Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie and Google and all these other people. I'm talking about baby black Jesus. He's done it. And they tried to make Trump look stupid when he moved his offices and said, I'm being spied on. And what have we learned? He's been spied on. They better be in fear for their ever-loving lives, because now Trump has Barack Obama in the crosshairs. And suddenly, you're going to watch things turn. And I've been saying to you guys, why don't the Democrats impeach him? Why don't they? They've got all the muscle to do it. Do it. They'll never get it, but let them impeach. And the reason is, the minute they do it, Trump is going to start dropping nuclear bombs on them that they've never seen before. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.